7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
It is my most melancholy duty to inform you that that time is incorrect. No, it is not 9:03. It is, in fact, 19:30 UTC, the most important time of the day. And why? Why, you might ask? Why is that the most important time of the day? Well, because 19:30 is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello, good morning, or good afternoon, good evening, whatever pertains to you and your current location on this giant spinning ball of dirt we call the planet Earth. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'd also like to welcome you to my personal hell. No, the Dubious Goals Committee is not my personal hell. My personal hell is the current condition of my sinuses. Yes, today is sinus day. It's another massive sinus Sunday, having a good time, sitting around and doing nothing but drinking tea. Yummy, delicious tea. It's so good, we need to pour some more of it. Oh, just half a cup. Just a half of this tiny little cup. I got the 4-ounce cups going today. Don't know what that is in metric. I don't know, 300 milliliters? I don't know about that. It doesn't matter. What am I drinking today? I'm drinking Dahong Pao, and oh, it's really hitting the spot today. Oh, it's good. It's hot. It's very Dahong Pao-y. It has that, ooh, teapot noise. Oh wait, add some gain. Oh, that's a fun noise. That is a fun noise. And speaking of fun noises, boy, I've got some fun noise stuff to do for you today. Oh, this is good tea, though. In the meantime, I have to tell you some stuff. And I forgot to tell you this yesterday. This actually happened to me 2 nights ago. It's a disaster. It's the worst thing that could ever happen to our little Tobster. That's right. I broke my fingernail. Oh, I was so mad. Oh, it was so stupid because I decided to do some reading at about midnight a couple nights ago. Reading some Thompson. And where do I do all of my reading? In the bathtub. So I go up to the bathroom and I start turning on the bathtub. And somehow, and why was I using my right hand anyway? And somehow, I don't know what happened. I was turning the knob and my hand slipped off the knob and somehow my finger got pinched between a rock and a hard place or something. I don't know. My fingernail went scrunch. It was compressed laterally and it split and did weird things and broke in 4 places. And I was like, what in the hell? How am I going to fix this? And so I had to spend half an hour working on my fingernail. And yeah, I basically fixed it, but it means no guitar for a week. At least a week. We're not going to be back to normal for 10 days. And I'm not excited about it. Well, I guess this just gives us an opportunity to make more strange noises. We can make some bleeps. We can make some blamps. We can make some bee-wee-wee. Because I've been doing some other stuff. Yeah, what else have I been doing? Ho ho ho. Regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee are aware that I am trying to get all of my little baby toy synthesizer things to play nicely together. And why am I doing this? We don't even know. No reason has been determined. There's no logic to it. It's just a thing to do. Because, you know, why the hell not? And in the last couple of days, I have managed to get my bleep drum to drive the pocket operator. I've gotten my bleep drum to do weird things to my APC and other devices. Oh, that's what another thing we can do. We can, that's what we'll do. If I can make a Vactrol, we can use the bleep drum to drive like one of the light theremin type oscillators, making it a voltage controlled oscillator. And okay, we'll get to that in a minute. Don't get distracted, Tobe. But basically right now, all the problems, we don't have problems so much as we can't hook all of this stuff up together, because right now, the way things stand, everything has to be driven by the bleep drum as the master clock, and that can't quite be done. So we got to figure out other ways to go about doing this, get other clock in here, blah, 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 blah. And so what have we done? Well, yesterday I put some work in. And I actually got out my little breadboard, my little baby breadboard, and put the new cool power supply on it. And I started breadboarding up some stuff, and that's what we got right here. We've got two chips sitting here on this breadboard. What are they? Oh, nobody knows. It's super mysterious. Well, one of them's a clock. One of them's a clock, and it's driving this other chip, which may or may not have oscillators and or... some kind of envelope thingy in it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. We got to see if it works. And the first thing we got to do... Wait, how are we going to do that? Oh, yeah. The thing we got to do is to see if we can figure out... Now, wait, why did I want to do this? We got to see if we can clock the pocket operator externally... And we're going to go from the board here. We're going to go off the board and take the clock that's driving these oscillators and also use it to try to drive the pocket operator. Is this a smart idea? And how does this work? And how can I tie this in? I don't know. So that's one of the things we got to do today. And we might as well do that now. Let's just... grab some of this crap and take it upstairs. Okay, so while we're going upstairs, I should also tell you that... why did I need to tell you this? I went to the dollar store last night. I was out and about and... Oh yeah, now I remember. I was out and about and I thought, you know, I was at the drugstore because I needed to buy batteries. I had to buy some alkaline batteries because rechargeable batteries wouldn't work for this one thing. And while I was there looking at batteries, I saw USB cords and stuff and audio cords, and they wanted ridiculous amounts of money for these, like $16 for a 3-foot, you know, 3.5 millimeter audio cord. I said, no, no, no. I went to the dollar store, got two of those cords, got a USB thing to power something else. And then while I was in there, I saw two other things that I didn't really need to have, but I bought anyway. And now I don't remember what the other one is. One of which was another Play phone, one of those little kid cell phones, and it says, hello, you know, and operator. I've got one. I bought another one so I can hack it and integrate it into all this stuff. Doesn't that sound wacky? Yes, it does. Oh, yeah. The other thing I bought was a kitchen timer, a digital 99-minute, 99-second one. You know, punch in the time and it counts down. That was for other purposes, but, you know, who knows? It's a clock. Maybe it'll become some kind of synthy toy thing. So, Gotta plug this last thing in. Do I have pocket operator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. And this is what we got going on this today. All right, nothing much, but, you know, so what? It's not important for this experiment. So we stop that, and then we need to... Wait, yeah, we need to run a jumper from here to there and stick that in the input. That should give us pulse going to the tip of this cable, which is then plugged into the pocket operator. Okay, cool, cool. Okay, test for audio on the other thingy. Yes, we are good to go. All right, now we just need to hit the sync mode on the pocket operator. Uh-huh, so far so good. And when I throw this switch, we should get something cool. Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I think we can chalk this up as an unqualified, wait, success? No, it's an I think we can chalk this up as vocabulary failure day. But I'm liking it. How awesome is this? Oh, okay, let's kill that arpeggio and let's turn a couple of knobs here.
And give you some more gain.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I could do this all day. This turned into the damn 8-bit DJ show. I don't know. Oh, wait, that reminds me. I forgot to try something. Because I think I can now control the tempo. Start this back up again. I think I can now control the tempo of everything by using... Wait, that was on legs, what, 6 and 7? That's this one. This pot right here. Does this slow me down? Oh, it does. Getting ridiculous now. That's mighty, mighty slow. And if we get any slower than that, well, we could go slower than that, but the pocket operator does not like to go less than about a beat per second. It'll freak out. So let's go faster and see what happens. Freaking out. Oh, that's a disaster. Okay, we're back to normal. Right, so, I mean, we're having fun now, right? This is starting to sound like something, right? Right? It kind of sounds like music. I mean, obviously, I need to put a little bit more effort into this. I need to actually write some patterns. I need to make some variations. I need to write some drum patterns. I need to write some drum patterns that don't have anything that the bleep drum already has, so we can sync the bleep drum up to that. Now, how am I going to do that exactly? I haven't figured that out. Well, actually, it can't be too tough. I just need to... Well, we got to get out some transistors. We got to get out some... Might have to get out an inverter. But how do I drive... I'm not even sure what I'm trying to think of. Somehow I need to get signal from here to here to here to here. Because we can't drive the bleep drum. But we can trigger it. We can trigger the sounds on it. So even if we even if we can't clock it, we could build some little interface thingy that will... That will what, Tobe? That will do something, and that'll be beneficial for all, somehow. I don't know. I think what I want to do now is, on top of all this other weird sync stuff, I think what we need to do, and this is how we can incorporate some stuff sort of side-handedly, on the side chain. If we can't use the audio path directly, we use the side chain because I'm master of side chain. What the hell was that? What are you doing over there? Oh, you're trying to knock some stuff over? Yeah, that looks pretty fun. And my cat's just... Are you mad at me? Because I'm doing stuff and not doing K-business? No, I think my cat's just trying to go to sleep on the bookcase, and we're sitting here making a bunch of noise, and she's annoyed by it. But regardless, what was I talking about? We need to get the clock off this board, and we need to put this clock into a clock box. And we need to get some breadboard jumpers, and I need to get some of those weird breadboard-style headers. I forget what they're called exactly. And I can put those on there. Then we can make a little breakout thingy, and I can make a thing, and then what? Then we take that other oscillator. We take that oscillator, and we put a Vactrol on it. We put a CDSL. We put a photoresistor on it and an LED next to it. And then we do what? We put a jack. Okay, so yeah, then we have a voltage-controlled oscillator that we can drive from... From what? What did I want to drive this with? Oh, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. We could drive it with anything. We do whatever we want. Yeah, I got a lot of work. A lot of work to do. We got a lot of work to do. I'm so lazy. All I want to do is sit around it and drink some tea, and you know, watch cartoons and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe we need to bust out another jam here.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. It sounds like I'm trying to tune my shortwave radio to the beat. Is this music for ham radio, guys? Is this for ham operators? I'm a ham.
No.
Where am I going with this? Oh, I know. I guess that's all I feel like doing, because I just looked at the clock and I realized what time it was. So much for doing anything else today on the Dubious Goals Committee. We've only got about 4 more minutes, and wasn't I supposed to do some other stuff and tell you some other important things, and wasn't I supposed to hook up some other stuff? I don't know. We've run out of time for that, so I guess we're not doing that? Well, in that case, I guess we might as well just turn some other weird stuff on, right? I mean, is it just me, or... I don't know. Let's just... What happens if we do this? Wait, we gotta turn this on first. We need more gain on this, but we don't have a gainifier. Wicka wicka wicka. Let's get wacky. We're just dropping random beats and stuff today? Is that what's happening? Is that what's going on? Well, apparently. I can't help it. Oh yeah. Bam bam. Well, anyway, I need to stop messing with this. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to listen to your little tubster pretending that he's Mr. 8-Bit DJ when you could be listening to some kind of real DJ. And in fact, that's what's going to happen next. Coming up in about a minute and a half, you're going to be able to hear DJ T-Show spinning some tunes live from Bulgaria. That's far away, and that's why I like it. And as for me, I gotta eat some lunch, I gotta build some stuff, and I gotta make some more bleep blop blips. You've been listening to the Dubious Bleepin' Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC when I'm not running out of time. Tune in on tomorrow, etc., etc. Bye bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.